More than half of all Australian residential aged care facilities could have COVID outbreaks by the end of the week. That's the warning from operators, with more than 7,000 aged care residents currently infected. The federal government says its vaccine booster program has reached 3 out of 4 centres, and it expects all will have had a visit by the end of the month. But experts say it's too late, and every family should be concerned about residents in aged care, as Annie Guest reports.
Debbie Northway is close to her elderly mum, and in non-COVID times, she's a frequent visitor to her nursing home in Queensland's Lockyer Valley.
Mum's 94. She's very important to 4 generations of her family.
Her mother's aged care facility is one of the more than 1,000 around the country that have a COVID outbreak.
We've been very upset as a family because during the entire time, it's been very difficult to get vaccinations for mum. She's frail, she's bedridden, so we know that if she gets an infection, she's going to die very quickly.
The elderly woman had her second vaccine in August and could get her booster today. The number of nursing home residents with COVID is quickly multiplying. 7,000 have now been infected. Debbie Northway describes the Commonwealth Government's handling of aged care as uncaring, incompetent and negligent.
There's been no planning for these people. There really has been no planning to help these people. They didn't think about what was going to be happening when they opened the gates and all the workers in the homes were going to become ill as well.
That's echoed by aged care expert Professor Kathy Eager, who describes the Commonwealth's planning as completely incompetent.
I think every family should be really concerned about what's happening in aged care.
Professor Eager is the director of the Australian Health Services Research Institute at the University of Wollongong.
This week, 40% of all homes in Australia have an outbreak of COVID. That is really appalling.
The Commonwealth's vaccine booster program has reached 75% of facilities, but Professor Eager believes it's too little, too late.
Every resident should have had the opportunity for a third dose well before Christmas, and everyone was due well before Christmas.
A spokesperson for the Federal Health Department says it has brought forward booster clinics and is working to schedule the remainder this month. And the federal government continues to provide a surge workforce, PPE, and access to rapid antigen test kits and PCR testing. Despite these efforts, residential care providers are predicting the outbreaks will spread. Paul Sadler is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, which represents not-for-profit operators.
I believe there is now a risk that we will have over half of all the aged care homes in Australia with outbreaks, and that number is likely to continue to increase.
However, he's defended the Commonwealth's booster rollout, saying it was started within a week of the third shot being approved.
So we were ready to go once Otago made the decision. But what happened, of course, was that the Omicron wave began in earnest in early December. And from that point on, we've been struggling to protect older people.
That's Paul Sadler from Aged and Community Services Australia, ending that report from Annie Guest.